Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Ah, this what? Text just annoys me. They think that I'm missing Vaughn.
Well.
Which, of course, I am. Of course, why wouldn't you miss your husband, your spouse of 15 years? You've been with every day of your life for 15 years, and then suddenly they're gone. Why wouldn't you miss them? But they say, Ryan, I think you're missing Vaughn. You seem a little angry today, or are you hangry?
Oh.
Well, I'm definitely hangry. I'm always hangry.
Who isn't?
But the fact that I just said, I don't understand why people waste time with puzzles, that makes me angry. The angry dragon today. I just don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't get why you'd waste all of your time, and it takes hours and hours and hours to finish a puzzle, and then you go, well, there we go. All right. Well, that was neat.
Break it apart and box it up.
Just, should we take a picture of it just to remember what it looked like? Okay. Well,
no. But you got it later when somebody texted in and said it's the idea of completion.
Yes, the satisfaction that comes from accomplishing something. We are programmed in our brains to give us a little boost of whatever it is, dopamine, oxytocin, whatever.
Yeah.
When you complete something, you get that little, oh my gosh, I did it.
Feel good.
I feel good about myself. We accomplished a goal. Look at that. Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
But I just still think it's a waste of time.
Well, to each their own. We all have our own weird little quirky things that we do to entertain ourselves.
Yeah. But why are you crabby?
I'm not crabby. Someone else said, let's see. I think Ryan's alter ego should be Rhonda because OMG, he just went off. I don't think I went off.
I don't think you did either, but you kind of went off a little more than I think anybody expected over puzzles. We've heard a lot of dirty little secrets on this show, and that was the one that riled up Rhonda.
It is funny.
I don't know. I don't get the puzzles. But hey, you know what? I like to do meditation. Transcendental meditation is my favorite thing. People go, oh, nope. People think, oh my God, you just sit quietly for 20 minutes twice a day. Oh my God, I'd want to claw my face off. You know,
but you love it and it helps you and it does make it centers you
it
and you need
me.
It after us.
How is it that you can ruin that even?
Oh, it's very simple.
Oh my God,
Ryan, just be peaceful with me. Be
inner
quiet,
peace,
Ryan.
Inner peace.
Put your finger to your index finger and hum.
Okay. So we talked about the fact that Dusty has a nasty, dirty old blanket at home that now has a burn hole in it because she threw it on a candle at a restaurant and she still drags that nasty thing around. The burn hole is a handle for her to stick her hand through and drag this thing. So gross.
Yeah, she's very creative on all the things. Like it's basically just slowly but surely becoming smaller and smaller and smaller. And I'm like, Dusty, that is so sick. Stop it. And there's a hole. Stop your. She's like, no, that's not a hole. That's my handle for the blankie.
That's so funny.
And she knows it's dirty. She has the hardest time letting us wash it. We've had to wash it in the bathtub. So then when she rubs it against her face, she doesn't get sick.
Well, we got a ton of texts from people. I'm 38, still have my blankie that my grandma made for me. I'm 38 and I still have my blanket. It's basically a ball of string tucked in my sock drawer.
Oh
my
gosh. My
daughter is a senior. She still has her blanket. She takes it everywhere. It's called Blue Blankie. I'm 45 and I still have my bunny from when I was a baby. I thought it had been lost, but my grandpa gave it to me on my wedding day. Now that was a good move.
Wow.
Wow.
My sister-in-law, who's in her 30s, still sleeps with her teddy bear when she stays over for the holidays. Mm. My son is a lion. The dog ate the legs, arms, and body, and that's all that's left is a sad head with no eyes, but he can't get rid of it. Is that weird?
But it's, you don't care what it looks like. I mean, you just love it, and it makes you feel better.
What is she going to do when that thing goes away? I mean, what are you guys going to do when that thing goes away?
It's going to be devastating. I already have one I'm trying to work in, like the mix, so then maybe she'll get used to that one, and I can do a quick flip, but I doubt that. No, it'll ever happen.
I still have my baby lamb chop puppet stuffed animal. Oops, I'm 36. My cat ate my beloved dude guy, a little flu bug plush toy, and I sobbed. He's getting a new face this Christmas. I'm 28.
Dude guy.
What's dude guy?
It's a kid name. I mean, when you're a kid, you're not the most creative thing in the world, so you just go, that's my dude guy right there.
Mm. When my daughter became attached to her blanket, I bought a second one, so I always had a backup to wash and rotate so it didn't wear out.
Oh.
Boy, that is strange. I just didn't have that.
Yeah, but you didn't have a lot of memories.
No, I have plenty of memories.
Just not great.
Yeah. That's just, I don't know. I guess that's weird to have something that late in life, but good for you that you have that. That's awesome. Like, I cannot get rid of my pillow. I tried to buy a new pillow this weekend. I'm like, I have got to get rid of this thing. I've had it for years and years. Yeah. They say after a while, you're supposed to get a new pillow. So I went out and bought the greatest pillow yesterday. Oh my God. Put it in there. I'm thinking, yes, crawling into bed with my new pillow. I laid on it for about 45 seconds, not even a full minute. And I went,
amen.
Nope.
Yeah.
Whipped her out, threw my old one back in there. I'm like, screw this noise. I'm keeping my pillow.
I'm with you. Dusty, I've got a pillow that I have had for years and years, and it has my most perfect worn-in pillowcase, and it is, I mean, it's ripping apart.
Think of how tiny that little pinhead indentation is.
It's so small.
This giant pillow and this giant little tiny bump.
It's true. Well, I can't even use it as a pillow anymore because it's so smushed. So it's my blankie pillow. Dusty's always like, can I lay on your blankie pillow too?
My blankie pillow.
Yeah, because it's so soft like a blankie. I treat it like a blankie, but it's a pillow.
Oh, cute. Well, Rudy's off today. He's hunting. At least that's what he told us. I don't know if he actually went with this kind of weather.
Ugh,
it's so cold. Oh, man. I mean, Saturday was so the day to be out. You know, if you're going to go hunting on the opener, it was nice weather.
Yes, absolutely. But he was stuck. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. He was at gymnastics with his daughter having the time of his life.
And somebody texted in this morning that they heard him. Is he announcing at gymnastics meets now?
That's what he's doing. So he announced all weekend long, and you can just imagine it. If you want some popcorn, it's over there in the right corner, also where I filmed my first documentary, right there in the corner. If you want to see, the idea that I had was, I mean, it doesn't matter. The popcorn's over there. Soda's next to it. And wish we had some alcohol for the parents. Am I right? Okay. I'll be back in 10 minutes. Next run happens in 10 minutes.
Oh, but what a good dad. He was there for his daughter, and then he went hunting later. Poor guy. Sorry.
Yeah, that's awful. Let's see, what else was I going to say about that?
The voice, that they recognized his voice?
Yeah, they must have.
Yeah, that had to have been what it was. I don't know where else. Or just the stack of phone books that were on his chair. Just stacks up ever so. They're like, oh my God, that's Rudy. Look at him.
Oh, I thought that was one of the little gymnasts.
Yeah.
No?
So that's why he's not on the podcast or the show today. He'll be back on Thursday. We were talking about man children, and it's amazing that you have to go to work with, you know, alleged professionals, and then they do stuff like smearing snot on the wall. You know, this actually happened. It's just amazing. Des's friend witnessed this where she works. Go to open the door and smear down the wall. Unbelievable that this happened. Now, Crisco said there was a story so gross he couldn't use it on the air.
Yeah.
It was only for this podcast, which is the dumping ground for all things nasty and gross, apparently.
It really is. That's why we made it here, right?
Yeah,
so,
I guess.
This is such a gross story, but I used to clean at a cleaning company around here, and we'd have to clean a whole floor. So you have to clean all the office and all the bathrooms. And I'm going to tell you, guys get such a bad rap for being gross, missing the toilet seat. The nastiest part of that building were the women's restrooms.
I've always heard that. Women are so gross.
I mean, truly, I've never really noticed it, but I've never been in the men's bathroom either.
First off, I'm not going to say anything more than the sanitation box.
Well,
that thing is like hell on earth. But then,
What it's for.
That's what it's for.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's just part of it. But if you're cleaning it, no. But the other part of it is I walk into the bathroom in an office environment, and they're in the women's room, is a splattered painting on the wall, if you get my drift, behind the toilet.
You know why? Because they hover.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It's the hoverers who don't have good aim.
Ew.
And boy, did they just go, okay, I think we're in. Here we go.
Oh. Oops. Oh,
and so geez. All over. And then used gross, nasty magazines that were for the adults. Like,
women
nasty
bring porn in the bathroom.
I couldn't believe
women?
It. It was in just a regular office building of like a 9-to-5 job, like nasty old porn magazines. Ew. And then the wall was, and I'm like, nope, I'm not doing it. Nobody was in the building with me. I'm like, I'm not doing it. This is disgusting.
Okay, I get it happening once, you know, every once in a while, someone's going to have an oopsers moment.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. it's pretty disgusting being a human being. It's not the prettiest always.
Which is why we just like it just be in the bathroom and closed doors and nobody else knows.
But to repeatedly have that issue.
It happened three different times. And I'm telling you, they probably went to reach for the magazines and just went, whoops. My bad.
Wow. I'm glad you didn't say that on the air.
Yeah. See, I told you. Yeah, but it's still a funny story.
It's really just gross.
But that was that was the job that I got so fed up with it that on my cart with all my cleaning supplies, I borrowed a piece of paper, wrote on the paper and said, yeah, this is not the job for me. I'm going to go ahead and call her quits, and then slid it down to the elevator and just pushed the cart down to the elevator and MacGyvered my way out of the building, like ran down the stairs, got out, and got my car and left.
Crisco the janitor. Can you imagine?
I hated it so much. It was first off, the worst job for somebody who has ADD and doesn't want to be alone. Like the fact that you're just sitting in a building by yourself.
Yeah.
And I found money one time, and I was like, oh, look at that. I'll just get to keep it. But then what did my brain tell me? This is a test.
Oh, that's probably true.
This is a test. They dropped the money, and it was it was like $50 in $5 bills.
And
I gave it back. I was like, I couldn't.
What did they say?
The guy just took it. I'm pretty sure the manager just, it wasn't a test. And he's like, great, I'll turn it in to my wallet.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Oh, that sucks, buddy. Well, I'm glad you got out of there.
Yes, I did. And I was on to bigger and better things.
But if you could just clean the studio, it would be great.
Imagine that. That's bossing me around.
But you're so good at it.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so this is so strange. Dez had something go missing from her own life, and now it's found its way back to her. In a all new way.
So, went to a kid's birthday party, as I pretty much do every weekend. Oh, we were at one this past weekend, too. So, I get a text from all the girls that were there, and she's like, did somebody leave their North Face jacket?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, nope, I don't have a North Face jacket. I don't have it. Nope, thank you, though. This text chain has been going on for like 2 weeks now. Sure, anybody has it? It's got this, it's got that. So, nobody's claimed said jacket. So I'm at a birthday party Saturday, and the girl, her name is Alyssa, she's just walking around the birthday party, and I look, and I'm like, I think you're wearing my vest. She goes, oh, I'm so embarrassed. You said it wasn't yours. I was hoping that it wasn't any, and then it was mine. I'm like, you've said it was a jacket. You've called it a coat. That is called a North Face vest. So everybody's giving her grief. Like, you didn't even describe it right. So she's like, oh, I'm sorry. It's really cold. I'm going to keep wearing it. That's fine. Whatever. She's like, I've been using your chapstick.
Why would you use a stranger's chapstick? You don't even know who it belongs to.
That's so gross. And all the people in your party said, nope, it's not mine.
Well, she knew it had to be one of them. Then she was thinking maybe it was her sister's. Whatever. I digress.
Well, so, I hope you enjoy Dez's cold sores.
They happen a lot.
So I said, you can wear the jacket for the rest of the day. Whatever. I'll get it another time. I know where you live. So we were dropping one of the kids off at her house.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday night, and all the girls are laughing, saying, don't forget your vest over there. Don't forget your jacket. And I'm like, okay, well, I mean, I don't have to have it right now, but I'll take it. It's like, I told you I'd put treats in there for you. And I'm like, ooh, maybe a little candy or something later.
Pocket full of dicks. Like those little weenies.
Little weenies.
Those little, you know, that every bachelorette party has. Is that what it was?
Oh, yeah. So they said, don't open it, though. Don't open your pocket until you're at home. And then she said, like, and don't do it in front of anybody else. And I'm like, what in the hell?
Yeah.
Get home. I unzip. It's a little mini vibrator.
Well,
why would she do that?
They thought it was so funny. And then I don't know the backstory. Maybe somebody hosted some of those little parties or something, because it's little mini and it was wrapped. So I know it's brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do with this? And Taylor and I laugh about it. I wore the vest to church yesterday.
Oh,
totally forgot it was in there.
With the vibrator in there?
And I took a vibrator to church.
Still buzzing away?
Lucky it didn't turn on. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What is that?
Do they just think that you're not satisfied? Do they look at Taylor and go, clearly there's a guy who can't cut his own hair, and he can't satisfy a woman, so she needs a little help in that department. Do you think that's what it was?
I think they just thought it was funny. And it fit in there? I wonder if there are batteries in it.
Did they go, he looks a little Ken doll-ish up front?
Yeah.
You know, maybe she needs this.
Oh, my God.
Can we talk about what you wanted to talk about on dinner on Friday?
You mean what I didn't want to talk about?
No, wanted to talk about, and then Taylor got mad at you. I'm going to say it because it's funny. And it always is funnier to do that way.
Oh, I thought it was what he talked about.
No.
The,
about.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. So she looks over at Taylor and she goes, I have to tell you guys the funniest thing that happened to Taylor. Goes, please don't. If it's what I think it is, please don't. He almost wore one of his cowboy hats to dinner.
No, he didn't. Yep.
He almost wore
it. He had it on.
And instead he had to do his hair because he decided to talk himself out of it.
Oh, thank God. Oh, we'd never be able to go back there again.
Do you want to know what's sad?
What?
He said, I said, you know what's going to happen if you wear that cowboy hat.
Yeah.
I don't care because I think you look cute, but you know what's going to happen. It's going to be the whole night them making fun of your hat. And he's like, yeah. He goes, well, said they're either going to make fun of my hat or they're going to make fun of my hair. And I've decided, I guess I'll just go with the hat.
Well, he should have gone with his hat because that would have been a real good root tooting fun time.
I didn't say a thing about his haircuts.
No.
Nothing. I didn't comment on his hair.
You don't do it in real life. You just do it here. And he listens.
Would never.
If it was really bad, I would have said something, but it wasn't.
I don't think it's bad.
I think
either.
It's grown in a little bit.
No, I think it looks like somebody was on a roller coaster and went, oh!
But if he would have wore that hat, I think I would have asked him to sit at a different table.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Can we pull up a little Tykes table for him to sit at?
Put him over there and make him eat out of his hat. That's what he's got to do. He's got to fill it with some sort of dip.
Oh.
I said, you have a decision to make.
His hair was high, though.
Yeah, whoa. It's big.
It was spiked straight up.
Yes. Oh, he made sure it looked good because he didn't want to be made fun of. But he knows it's the hat. He can say the hair all day long. It's the hat.
And you know what? It's not just us. It would have been Julie that would have been the one. Our coworker, who is also at dinner, she would have been the one to really give it to him.
Only while you were there, though. Yeah. She would never do that if we were all out. She would never make fun of his hat. It's just only, basically, this group, we just think it's okay to just totally make fun of all of each other and stuff. But
yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. He would have just been mortified after Ryan and I had a field day with it, and then the senior citizens at the building are like, holy hell, John Wayne, get out of here.
Right?
So, honey, I think you made the right decision.
Oh, there's no doubt he made the right call. Thank you, Taylor.
I'd have been like, that's a TGI Fridays hat. You go there right now. You eat there right now.
Were you at a CD release party?
Yeah, so you guys have heard of None Above. They've been at so many KS95 events. It's the family, two brothers, two sisters, and they performed at Zach Sobiak funded concert. They've been at Clouds Choir last year. They're going to be at Clouds Choir this year. Mm-hmm. And it was such a cool experience. They got to release their first ever album.
Aww.
3 years ago, I introduced them at a church for their first ever performance. And that's why they actually asked me to be at this CD release party.
Nice.
And now they released their first CD. And I met so many listeners. I met Greg and his daughters. I met Mark and his daughters. And it was the best part because they said, you know why we listen? And that's why I know they're not listening to this podcast. You know why we listen to your show over anybody else? Because it's family fun and we can all laugh together and not be grossed out by people.
It is. It's fun to laugh at people like Taylor.
It is. I mean, imagine that hat. I mean, seriously, he could fill that up with so many shameful things.
So I'm glad we saved the vibrator talk then for just this podcast.
Yeah,
probably best.
He's probably got to put that in his hat too and make sure he pleases his lady.
In his hat? You weirdo little
pervert.
Hold
on, babe.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.